Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to have guests. It's good to have family. By the way, I don't know if anybody told you folks, you're a guest in this house once, and after that, you're family. You just make yourself at home. You're on your own. Praise God. How many are glad to be here today? How many are excited about what God's doing? How many of you can say that God is doing something? Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if one will put 1,000 and two will put 10,000, I think we're going to make it with this group this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm ready to worship the Lord. How about you? I want to do something before we get started, before we get the announcements and get the business out of the way. If you just bear with me. And my understanding is that we have some special music by Margaret, too. So we're going to have some fun this morning. You can't help it when you're in the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said something this morning. I overheard it. I can't remember who said it, but it prompted something that's been on my heart. It is my honor to once again welcome and introduce to you who don't know him or his wife, Pastor Justice and Margaret from Bungoma, Kenya. As I said, Margaret, I believe, has some music for us. So let's just welcome them. Let's thank God for them. As they come, raise your hands towards them. Father, thank you for this ministry gift. In Jesus' name, we thank you that they're anointed. Father, and they're touched with a coal from off the altar of God, so that their lips will speak forth truth under power and anointing and might, so that we will be changed. We'll not leave the way we came in here today. And Lord, that there will be a fire that's built for us to continue to pray and support them, Lord, as you direct, Lord. We love them. You love them. We thank you for the work that they're doing. Send laborers into the field, Lord. For this we praise and thank you in Jesus' name. And all who agree, say amen.
Well, thank you so much for having us again. We are so privileged. We feel so blessed and honored to be part of you here at this church, New Life Church of Denver. I've been coming here since, I believe, 2000. You began praying for us and supporting us way before that. I remember Mama Doris is a missionary that gave her life to the Lord in Las Vegas, in a casino, Easter Sunday morning, 1975. She went to have breakfast, and she was not born again with her son. And her son said, "Mama, let's go to church." And she didn't want to go, but she just went anyway. And she sat at the back, and the preacher preached, and he sang a song, "He Touched Me." And someone reached out and touched her. When she turned, there was no one. Then she knew it was the Lord who had touched her. And she gave her life to the Lord. At the age of 50, she went into the mission fields. And she went to Sri Lanka, from Sri Lanka to some place in India, and then to Kenya. And that's how, you know, I came to meet her. Through my uncle, and we began working together, serving the Lord together. And 1988, we began the Bible school, and the Bible school has been raising up ministers, training pastors, evangelists, and teachers, and those who serve the Lord. And out of the Bible school, we've trained more than 1,600 students who have come from the Bible school. And out of those students, we have the ones we've counted, the ones we're in touch with, is more than 300 churches that have been planted out of the Bible school. And we also have, from our church, we have planted around 50 churches. And so, apart from that, we are doing Bible school, we're doing church planting, we are reaching out to the unreached in the villages, and also we have a children's home and an orphanage that we have 25 boys, one girl, and one girl is there because it's for emergency, but we need to build a wing for girls. The government will not allow us to have both girls and boys in the same place. The range between the age of 2.5 or maybe 3 years to 12 years. When we began, they were young. Now they're growing up. And so we are so grateful and thankful to God for what you have, for your prayers and for your support. This church has stood with us in a great, great way. And I don't know how to explain it, how to express it. But, you know, when you get involved in serving the Lord and doing what we are doing, and people praying and making it happen, you owe them, you know, prayers, appreciation. And so I want you to know that we pray for you. And we are so grateful for what the Lord is doing through you, by you reaching out to Africa. Many of you may not have gone there physically, but you have traveled there spiritually, and you have touched many lives. So we are so grateful for that, and thank you so much. We'll show a video a bit about Bungoma, but this is my wife Margaret, and she's a blessing.
Yes.
She's a great blessing to us. Mama Doris is still in Kenya. We still live together in the, you know, same compound, same place. She's still serving the Lord in Bungoma. Now she's 85, and she's still with us in Bungoma, and she's there. We are going around preaching and sharing what the Lord is doing and raising support for ministry, for the ministry. And that's what Mama Doris used to do, and actually she's the one who introduced me to you, and that's how I came to know New Life Church of Denver. And my wife also is a blessing to us there, and she, we do more than just, we reach out, train people, but also we teach by example. And so she does farming, and we do farming. We plant tomatoes, and we plant seeds for indigenous vegetables to help also support the ministry and the children's home. And after she's been in the farm, she comes in the evening, she begins to make beads. And so what you see down there is what she sits in the evening to do, so to also help support our ministry. So thank you so much for, you know, blessing us and for buying some. And even if you don't need any, you can buy for someone else. Or you can buy gifts for Christmas early. Today is July, is August. You can stock up and made in Africa. We just didn't put the label on, made in Africa. Well, what a blessing. So let her sing a song, and then we'll continue from there.
Amen. It's a blessing to be here this morning, because the Lord is here. That is what He promised in His word, that where two or three are gathered in His name, I am right there in their midst. And I'm so blessed that this morning the Lord is here with us. Are you feeling good?
Yeah.
At home, we tell people, shake a little bit. And just laugh a little bit, because it is good to be in the presence of God. We are so much blessed when we are here. We feel like we are home. And I want to say thank you so much for hosting us in your house. And they have taken care of us. They have fed us a very nice bed. We were blessed. May God bless you. You might not see what you are doing, but your labor is not in vain. The Bible says, whatsoever a man planteth or soweth, he shall reap. So I believe God is going to bless you because of what you are doing in the ministry. I'm going to sing a song in Swahili, but it is scripture or scriptural. I've come to learn that the way we pronounce our words is very different. The song comes from Psalms 100, which says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you people. Come into his presence with singing and thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God." I'm just going to sing all of it in Swahili, so when I sing, you'll understand what I'm singing. Mfanyieni enyi Bwana shangwe, mtumikieni kwa furaha, njooni mbele zake kwa kuimba, jueni kwamba Bwana ndiye Mungu. Jueni kwamba Bwana ndiye Mungu. Yeye ndiye aliyetumba. Sisi ni kondoo wa malisho yake. Ingieni malangoni kwa furaha. Nyuani kwake Bwana kwa kusifu. Nyuani mwake Bwana kwa kusifu. Kwa maana Mungu ndiye mwema, yeye ndiye alituokoa, fadhili zake Bwana zitadumu, toka vizazi hadi vizazi, toka vizazi hadi vizazi. Mfanyieni enyi Bwana shangwe, mtumikieni kwa furaha, njooni mbele zake kwa kuimba, jueni kwamba Bwana ndiye Mungu. Jueni kwamba Bwana ndiye Mungu. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, if you don't understand what I'm saying, if you raise up your hand, I'll say it in English. Because I know my accent is different. And sometimes, just like when I'm here and people are talking, I have to listen very closely to understand what they're saying. Especially if they're making conversation between the two of them. I just have to, sometimes so many words just pass by. So I hope anything, you know, something makes, I make sense to you today. And if you understand, I think if you shake your hand, I don't know, your head, I know you'll be getting what I'm saying. But if you're just quiet, then I know they're not getting anything. I'll say, Lord, have mercy. Help us here. I've learned from New Church of Denver is where I make most of my mistakes. All the mistakes I've made in America, I've made them in this church. And the same place, I keep on coming to make. So today I'm going to be very careful not to make any joke, because no joke makes any sense. Because I remember there was a day we were in that church down on the other side of the street, the big old nice church, and I just made a joke and I said, okay, I'm from Africa, and if anyone, you know, I preach for long, usually preach for 2-3 hours at home, and if you have any problem, you know, sitting for a long time, maybe you need prayer. And to us, to me, that's supposed to be a joke, but someone walked and came up and they did the prayer, so I didn't know how to behave. I was making a joke, but someone came for prayer. I said, Lord Almighty, have mercy on me. No more jokes. Another time I was giving an example and sharing about how Africans like, you know, we like squeezing together, even if we're in the line. We could just be a few people, but we don't give space. We just like standing on each other like that. Men, women, you know. And sometimes we push. And I said, you know, America is spacey, you know. They like space. And Sister Connie was just laughing and laughing. So we went to lunch, and why were you laughing? And she said, that word, you know, it was not supposed to be used. I said, so what was I supposed to say? She said, it means something else, and there's no English word like spacey. So it means something different. So I've made my enough mistakes in Denver, New Life Church of Denver. And today, let's just go to the Word of God. Like we say, we come from Bungoma, and in Bungoma we love the Lord. And the people there just love the Lord so much. And we just thank God for what He's doing in our church. And, you know, the salvations around the area. People are still more receptive to the gospel. You know, and we just thank God for that miracle of people being receptive to the Word of God. And I'm going to share with you on a message, Living Under an Open Heaven. And don't worry, I'm not going to take forever. I'll preach as the Lord will allow me to share. And when I'm done, I'll be done. Someone say that, preacher, get up. Speak, shut up. You know, if you are done with what the Lord wants you to say, I don't think I need to add anything more. But sometimes we speak for 2 hours. I don't know if it's the Lord or us, but the Lord moves. Amen. So we don't want to worry you for this. Matthew chapter 6, and it's the Lord's Prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, in this manner, verse 9, therefore, pray. Now Jesus is teaching His disciples how to pray. And He tells them how to pray. He said, don't be like the hypocrites. The hypocrites, you know, they make noise and they want everybody to know. They want everyone to know what they are doing. They want everybody to know they are praying. And even when they fast, they want everyone to know. But you, when you pray, you enter into your closet. You enter into your heart and pray from your heart. And He says, when you pray, pray this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come and your will be done in heaven as it is done on earth. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, and as we forgive those of our debtors. And not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For you is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 And we just, you know, Jesus is teaching them how to pray. He said, you begin by this way. And actually the way to have the heaven, living under an open heaven for every believer, you know, God has a promise for all of us to enjoy abundant life. This abundant life is when we give our lives to the Lord, we begin to enjoy Him. Enjoy His presence every day. Walk in His ways every day. And He says, this is how you begin. This is how you begin, and this is how you become successful. This is how you become strong in Him. And He teaches us how to pray. He says, you pray this, our Heavenly Father. You begin with praising and worshiping Him. And so, in the way to live under an open heaven is that every child of God is created to worship. You know, we can worship in different ways, but we are created to worship. That's how we keep the heaven open. We keep the heaven open in our lives, so that you know we can experience God, feel His presence. Hallelujah! You know, in this world, everyone worships something. Now, what we have at home, mostly people worship. If they they're not worshiping God, they're either worshiping religion or worshiping ancestors. And the worship of ancestors is prevalent is so much in Africa. The atheist worship self. The humanist worship humanity. I mean, just right now there are people worshiping many things. Some people even worship what God has blessed them with. They worship their wealth and things like that. Christians worship Jesus. Those who are born again, they worship Jesus. We worship our Lord. And so worship is inseparable from life. It is part of us. We are created for it. We are created to worship, to live for God, to serve Him. And worship is universal. Worship is not just something that can be, it's not in one place and not in another place. It is universal. It's in America. It is in Kenya. We worship differently there, but we worship. Hallelujah. You see, over here, what I've learned with American, why we like, what I like even most, more in the American songs, and American way of playing music is so organized and so, you know, very organized, and music, and also the wordings are very, make a lot of sense. At our home, we just have choruses. We don't have many long, rich songs. But those choruses, you know, someone will sing and get lost in them. So it's just the way God has designed for us to worship in America, and the same way He's designed for us to worship in Africa, because God wants us, actually God reaches us in our own language. Or let me put it this way, God reaches us the way we understand Him better. If you have never seen an aeroplane, God will not show you an aeroplane. If He's trying to show you an aeroplane, He'll show you something closer to an aeroplane. God will not show you an aeroplane, but He'll show you something closer to an aeroplane. I'll give you an example. I'm in our village. Never gotten into an aeroplane, never flown, never even seen an aeroplane close. But I've seen aeroplane going up. And I knew it has people in it, and it takes people different places. So God was showing me that I will be traveling and I'll be flying all over to take the gospel of Jesus to different parts of Africa. So at night I had a vision, or a dream actually, I dreamed. I dreamed that I was flying to some country in Nigeria, to take the gospel. But in our house, we used to have a drum. A big round drum. And so in my dream, I was in this drum, and I was flying in this drum, the drum in our house, and flying to Nigeria. So that's how God was able to communicate to me about flying in an aeroplane. Because otherwise, you know, I could not have understood very well, because I'd never seen one and I'd never been close to one. But the only closer thing that God could speak to me was to for me to be in the drum flying, going to Nigeria. So what I'm saying is that God speaks to you in your language. God speaks to you according to your level. God speaks to you according to your understanding. People who are in the village don't know much. They know very little about many things. But God will still come to their level and speak to them according to their level. And those who are in town, those who know are in town, God will speak to them the same way. I mean, He will come to their level. And this is what we usually say. We minister deliverance a lot in our country. We do a lot of prayer and deliverance and casting out demons and teaching people the word to stand strong in the Lord, because of many covenants people have made. People have made covenants with, you know, with ancestors, and those are strongholds, and especially covenants that are made with the shedding of blood. They are very, very strong covenants. And so to break that, you have to get into the word. Know the blood of Jesus. Know the name of Jesus. Know the power of God. And and sometimes, you know, we just see a difference in people from the village and people from town. They reason differently. And so the operation of demons in those areas are also different. But you see, God will minister to us the way we are. And so that's what I'm trying to say, that that worship is universal. God will still speak to us the way we understand Him. And worship is not only universal. It's also veneration. Worship is a deep respect for our God. Worship can be learned. We can learn to be in the presence of God. We can learn to live in the courts of our God. We can desire for God to touch our lives. We can desire for God to minister to us. We can desire to see God more than we have seen Him before. We can desire to enjoy abundant life. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So David cried out in Psalms 86 verse 11. He said, "Teach me your way, O Lord. I'll walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." And in Psalms 34 verse 11, Psalms 34 verse 11, "Come you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear, the respect of the Lord." Hallelujah. So, you know, we learn. When we come before the Lord, we come to learn. And we find out that sometimes we don't know, you know, that's something that happens to me many times. We preach, we teach in the Bible school, we teach, we just live in the Word. Every day is just the Word, you know. We wake up very early in the morning, worship, and then teach the Word the whole day, and more evening, and just so we live in the Word. But God, what I found out about God, He is not boring. He is exciting. His Word is new every morning. It could be the same scripture that what we read. We read the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? The Lord's Prayer, we know the Lord's Prayer. But it's new. It can come in a new way. It can bless you in a new way. Hallelujah. And so he says, come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you. I'll teach you to fear the Lord. You see, we learn to fear the Lord. We can learn to worship the Lord. We can learn to walk in the ways of God. That's what the Bible calls us children. We are older, but the Bible calls us children. Why children? Because children are always learning. They're always willing to learn. They're always willing to do what they are told. Children, to be good children, you must be obedient. That's what qualifies children to be good. Hallelujah. And so that's why the Bible says that if you want to enter the kingdom of God, you must become like a child. Even though you are older, but you must become like a child. You must learn. You must get to know. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Living under an open heaven. And, worship is not only learnable. But, you know, worship is something that is in us. And it flows out of redemption. And the Lord has redeemed us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Revelation chapter 5 verse 9. He talks about the song, the new song that they sang. He said they sang a new song saying, "You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals therefore. For you were slain and you have redeemed us to God by your blood of every kindred and every tongue and people and nation." There's going to be a day when we're going to gather before the Lord. People of all kinds. That's when you people in New Life Church of Denver, you will see the fruit of your labor. Hallelujah. You will. I'm serious. You will see the fruit of your labor. Because some of you have been to India. Some of you have been to Africa. Some of you have been to South America, some of you have been to Denver and you have touched Denver with the Word of God. You have touched, then you say, God will say, "These are results of your prayers." They say, "Lord, I've never been to Africa. Lord, I've never been to India. Lord, I've never been to South America. I never went to Colorado Springs to preach to someone. I never went to Mississippi." And the Lord will say, "You remember, you prayed. You remember. You sowed your seed. You remember. You enabled someone to go. And that someone that went, that you sent, went and this the harvest." And you see difference. "I never preached to Africa. I never led an African to the Lord." So Lord, these are the Africans you led to the Lord. Hallelujah. And so it's going to be a joy before the Lord. And so the Bible tells us that these people, the ones in heaven, they sang a new song. They sang a new song. And this is the song of the redeemed. And they say, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, because you have redeemed us from every nation, every tongue, every kindred. You have redeemed us by your blood. Hallelujah. Yes. People from every nation. People speak different tongues. In America, you don't have many tongues. Maybe for those who are born again, speak diverse kinds of tongues. Yes. But you see, like in Kenya alone, we have 42 different tribes. 42 different tribes speaking different languages completely. My wife, when she begins to speak her language, I cannot understand a thing. And so we live with her sister in our house. And sometimes they just sit and they begin to speak their language. And I wonder what that they say. They just go, all I hear is, say, hey, that's speaking something, you know. When I begin to speak my language with my family, she cannot understand. She hears a few things. Maybe, I love you. She knows I love you. She knows, thank you, but not deep. So imagine all the people in Africa, because Africa has so many languages. I think it's the continent that has more languages than any other continent. Because in Kenya alone, we have 42 different tribes. In Tanzania, they have almost 400. If you go to Uganda, they have 27 different languages. You go to Rwanda, they have two, three languages. You go to Congo, they have so many languages. Nigeria has more than 600 languages, not dialects. Because in our language, we have different dialects. In her language, they have different dialects. So it's like the people who moved from the Tower of Babel, most of them went to Africa. That's what I usually think, you know? Because how comes, you know, very few America, you know, you hear only Espanol and America. And in English, you know, maybe you have Dutch and other nations in Europe, but not as many as in Africa. And because of many, many languages, you know, people are so divided, you know? People are so divided. Every language, every country, people are speaking their own language. And what happens, like if you live in Africa, what happens where you are is what you know. Anything that happens outside where you are not, is beyond your reach. You will never hear anything. You come to America and you hear people tell you about Mozambique, they tell you about other countries, and you're, so is that what happens there? But you live in Africa. But you're so closed in the village, so it's just closed in like that. You can't move from one country to another freely because they're either rebels, they're either some other tribes who wonder, why are you crossing in our tribal land, you know? Why are you here? And things like that. But you know, in those tribes and languages, God has a remnant in every area. And in this day, there's going to be everyone, people from tribes and nations and languages will come. But here it says, these people are praising God and they're worshiping God because of one thing, because of redemption. Because they've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Redemption is the act of liberating. People have been free from bondage. Jesus has paid the price and has delivered them from all over, from all kinds of things. Hallelujah. Amen. From all kinds of things. So worship flows out of redemption. And the reason why you'll get an African man praising God and singing is because he's redeemed. This is why you get an American praising God and connecting with an African is because they have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The reason why you love the Indian so much until you have a heart for them is because of redemption. And so our worship comes out of redemption. Hallelujah. Woo! And recognizes the worthiness of Christ. That's what actually makes us recognize His worthiness. And they say in chapter 4, verse 11 of Revelation, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created." Praise the Lord. So Christ is worthy to be worshipped. Say, Christ is worthy to be worshipped.
Christ is worthy.
Amen. And that word worthy means weight. He's worthy. He's worthy. Indeed. He has earned it. That is who He is. He is worthy. So whether we understand fully what is meant by Christ being worthy, or we don't, He is worthy.
Man.
You see, God remains to be God, and He remains to be worthy. It doesn't matter how we feel about it. You know, sometimes we feel, you know, we go through things and we feel so, you know, are so discouraged. God is God. We should just put our trust in Him. He's faithful. We should continue to trust Him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy because, first, He is God. He is worthy because He's a conqueror. He's worthy because He's our King. Because He's our Savior. Because He is our Redeemer. Because He's the Lord who sits upon the throne. That makes Him worthy. And that's why we have to preach Him. Tell people about Him. He's worthy because of His character. He's worthy because He's Lord. He's worthy because He's holy. He's worthy because He's righteous. He's worthy because He's good. He's worthy because He's faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And He's worthy because of His ability. You know, God is able. And Christ is able. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has created all things. All things. And He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or even ask for, according to the power that works in us. And so we give glory to God for what He is doing, and we give glory to God for what He's done in our lives. And so I want to encourage us, all of us, you know, maybe, you know, I've talked and talked here and there, and I want to bring it home. And the message is keeping the heaven open in your life, allowing the presence of God in your life, and you allow the presence of God by openness. Lord, I'm willing today. Today is my best day. Today is better than yesterday. I'm looking forward to greater things. Because our God is good. God is able. Hallelujah. I said God is able. You know, we are holding a crusade. We're holding a crusade in this one place in a village. And it was far away from town. And a lady came with a baby who had died. You know, the baby died, and then because the crusade was in the open market, and in the evening we were holding a revival meeting in the church. And so as we had the crusades, we preached, and then in the evening we went inside to hold revival. And so I was sharing, and the lady comes in with a baby. He says, "My baby's dead, and I need everybody to pray." So she just put the baby in my hands, and so she interrupted the service. And so what do you do?
Pray.
So we asked everybody to pray. We said, okay, there's a need. Everybody pray. And we have our team. We had our team. We had gone out to do a crusade with our team. And we began praying. And we prayed. And we prayed. And we prayed. And we prayed. You know? I usually believe there's prayer. Then there's prayer. That's what I believe. I believe there's prayer. Then there's prayer. The prayer that's out of a felt need is really a prayer. When you surrender and you say, Lord, we are desperate for a miracle. We are desperate for you.
Yes.
We need you to perform a miracle now. So as we prayed 1 hour. Nothing happened. And the mother was still waiting for the miracle. So we kept on praying. We looked at each other. You know, sometimes you look at each other and you can see faith. And we looked at each other, we saw faith. And we prayed some more. 2 hours. It was not the preacher praying, just the preacher. It was everybody praying. So no one really could say that I really raised the dead. No. It was God.
Yeah.
And God touched that baby. And that baby came back to life.
Man, praise God.
That was a great miracle for the family. Great miracle for everyone that was in the meeting. You know, God is able.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I said, you know, you can say prayers if you want to. Sometimes you just say prayers. But if you have a need and you don't know what to do and you don't know where to go, you can turn to God. And when you turn to God, He will hear.
Yes.
And answer you. We some places in Africa you go, like in our some tribe in our country, they serve milk. When you go, as soon as you reach Turkana tribe, when you reach there, they will serve you with milk. And their milk is not actually, it's like the yogurt, yes, it's not clean. They take some trees from the bush and make the charcoal of it and add with the milk, and the milk is milk from the cow, not boiled, just like that, and then it's added and then it's fermented. So when it is brought up, it goes and it's not a desirable thing to do, you know, if you are not used to that kind of a milk. If you just drink it, your stomach will go No. And we reach there, and this is how they welcome you. When you reach, they welcome you. They welcome you that way, and they want you to take the milk. They want you to enjoy the milk. But now you have to pray to receive the milk. Missionaries in our own country. We are Africans, but not from that tribe. If we go to that tribe, we will need a miracle also to survive, just the way you Americans will need a miracle and more faith to survive there. And so when that milk was brought, it's going, you know, it's bubbling. I say, Lord, thank you for the milk. You know, if you are taking yogurt from the supermarket in America, you say, thank you, Lord, for the yogurt, and take it. But if you are taking that kind of milk in the village, will you just go, thank you, Lord, and you take it? No. You will mean the prayer. You don't say the prayers. You say, Lord, behold the milk. I pray for this milk. I sanctify the milk by the blood of Jesus. You know, you want the milk really to be sanctified, you know. You're talking about the prayer out of a felt need, you know. Because if you really don't pray, then anything can happen. And after the milk, you know, you might fall sick. Because there are people who have gone to such places and the weather is not just conducive. It's not just conducive. We went to preach in some place and planted a church there in the same tribe. And people were just there. They don't care, you know. In Africa, in our own country, we put on clothes. Some of them are in the birthday suits, you know. And it's not a big problem. It's not a big deal, you know. So we're having a crusade, and some people have clothes on, and I see some people are there standing, another one standing there, and just with a club. This guy is holding on the club like that. And I almost, you know, just, hey, do we need to help here or what? But then I saw, it was one, five, four. As I saw from far, there were more people coming to the crusade of that type. And we go to the revival meeting, and we have this small church, and we have benches. And these four guys come from the back, and they sit in the front seat. And they just sit. And I'm here, I say, Lord. Say, Lord, help me to be focused. And share the word. Because what they need is the word. It's not anything else. It's normal, you know. It's normal there. So for them, that's the life they live. So what I'm trying to say is that our God is able even to deliver us in situations where it's just normal to other people. To some of us, now might not be normal, but to them it's normal. But God is able. God is able also to save us. God is able to deliver us from trials and temptations. When we go through temptations, He is able to deliver us from those trials. We need to trust Him. Look to Him. He's able. Glory to God. I think I should quit. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we pray, please? As we come to the end, that our God, we worship Him because He's worthy. Hallelujah. And this worthiness is value in our lives. We worship Him because He's able. He's good. We worship Him because He has redeemed us. Lord, we thank You for open heavens. Open heavens of provision, of healing, and of deliverance. Of touching Your people and blessing Your people. Thank You, Lord, for touching everyone that is listening this morning. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for a touch from above. Yes, Lord. If there's any need, Lord, we pray for those needs to be met. Lord, we pray for this church. We pray for this ministry. Lord, we thank You for everyone, for every member of this body. Lord, we pray for protection, and we pray for blessing and provision for each one of them. Thank You, Lord, for who You are. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly. Lord, You are able, and we thank You, Father, for touching our lives. Thank You for hunger and thirst for righteousness. Amen. So I don't know how we're going to end it, but I had a video to show at the end, if you don't mind. Thank you so much. That's what you saw at the beginning of the Crusades, the church planting Crusades, the Bible school graduations, and then this is the children's home and the orphanage that we have. Most of the children are total orphans, except the three that were abandoned that we have in our home. We have 25 in total. Thank you so much for having us. The Lord bless you.
Amen. We thank You for Your faithfulness and Your obedience. How many were blessed this morning? Praise the Lord. This is good soil for planting. Amen. The harvest really is plentiful there. Thank You for what You do. We want You to take our love back to Mama Doris, too. Let her know we think about her all the time. Praise the Lord. We don't want them to go without taking a love offering for them. It's such a blessing to have them here. And when you see the work, you can't help but praise God. A mighty work You can see by the joy on the faces of those kids who were hopeless and now have not only hope from the things they receive in the physical, but from the spiritual. Amen? Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. I hope that's put an extra urgency in your hearts to pray for this ministry. Amen? It's a worthy cause. Souls and lives are being touched and changed. And that's what it's all about. I am thoroughly blessed this morning. What a blessing. I am overwhelmed. I'm blessed every time. And he is kind of a comedian, isn't he? He didn't even know it. Just being natural is funny sometimes, you know? Praise the Lord. We love you very much. And we appreciate you more than you know. Praise God. Bob, if you'll come forward. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Every seed reproduces after its own kind. Amen.
Yes.
One little seed turns into a gigantic corn plant.
Yes.
With maybe several thousand seeds on it. Amen. One little seed planted today turns into what we just saw on the screen. Glory to God. Children with a hope and a future. Children with a desire to do something and to be something, improve their own lives, improve the life of their tribe and their village, their families. Because God has done what He says He will do, give them a hope and a future. Amen. That's the word in action. You know them by their fruit. And we see the fruit of this ministry. We see the fruit of... I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry. We see the fruit of this ministry right there in front of us. So let's plant abundantly and generously. Amen. Lord, we lift this seed up to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you. Thanking you, Lord, that it'll grow. It spreads. It reproduces. It becomes good fruit. So we just receive this offering now, Lord, with joy. And we know that every seed is planted into good ground, and it's going to do what you have sent it forth to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just want to make a comment. Pastor Justice and Margaret, they came and shared with us at our home. We said, decided we wanted to go out shopping. So the one place that they were interested in going is the hardware store to get seed. So they're taking seed back to Kenya. I'm going to proclaim it's more than just physical seed, but that's what they're interested in, planting seed.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right.
It is a wonderful thing to see the Word at work, amen? And the Lord was speaking to me earlier about the holiness of a calling. You know, no matter what somebody is called to do, whether they are called to vacuum the sanctuary or whether they are sent somewhere as a missionary or to preach the word or to teach the children, whatever it is, it's a holy and a sacred calling.
Yes.
And we sometimes kind of tend to forget that. But if it came from God, it's holy and it's blessed and it's sacred.
Amen.
Amen. So I just needed to pass that little nugget on to you as well.
Well, we know, don't we, that whatever we do in word or deed, that's in all aspects of our life, in our words, our actions, our jobs, even if it is, just like he said, scrubbing the toilet or doing the floor in the church, it's a blessed thing because it's done unto the Lord, and you're blessed because you do it, amen? Hallelujah. God equips you, and he gives you the ability, amen? He takes the willing and makes them able, not the able and make them willing. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing to have you. Hallelujah. We have a time of fellowship now. Praise the Lord. Give God praise this morning and bless Pastor Justice and Margaret. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's always a blessing to have you. Pastor Justice asked if there was any needs. If there's any needs this morning, we don't want to be remiss and not praying. And if there's anything in particular that God touched you with this morning, I was blessed in a lot of ways. In fact, I was taking notes. God spoke to me a particular scripture that I haven't thought about in a while. And just from the message this morning, it really stirred me. But if you got a testimony or you want to say thank you to the Lord for something that God did for you this morning, then we want to open it up to do that.
One little thing I do need to pass on. You know, my mother had a pretty bad spell here just a while back. She is recovering very nicely. And she's back at home and taking care of herself again with a little bit of help and everything. But prayer. Prayer was behind all of that. Glory to God. Amen. I got a call from Bill Franz this morning. His mother is having a problem again. He spent most of the day yesterday with her in the emergency room. She was having quite a bit of pain. But the doctors, in all their wisdom, can't figure out what it is. They've got all these facilities, all these machines, all this technology, all these books. They don't know what it is. But God knows. But God knows. And so, Bill, would just appreciate your continued prayer in the situation. And we're standing for nothing less than 100% healing, 100% recovery. Amen? Glory. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just stand together as family, as the family of God, and we lift Betty up to you. And we tell you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, you get your hands off of this woman. You shall not have her, Lord. You shall not have her life, and you shall not bring the burden that all of this medical care and all of this can bring into a person's life. No, we stand against it in the name of Jesus. We declare that she's healed. We declare that she's whole. We declare that she's recovered completely. And we thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that you bring into these situations, the peace that surpasses all understanding. It comes from you. We thank you so much for it, and we thank you for the victory in this situation. In Jesus' holy name, amen.